This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The trial of Ashley Benefield is coming to a close. Heck, by the time you see this or listen to this, we may already have a verdict. But as we're recording this, it's Friday, and Direct is wrapping up on her. We're going to see Cross here shortly. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney. What's been your reaction? You've been covering it on your channels, the Defense Diaries, which everyone should go and check out. Download the podcast, go to the Twitter, all that. But what's been your reaction so far to Ashley's testimony this morning?
I was of the mindset initially, you know, and I have to look at it in conjunction with what I thought was a very weak case that the state put on. Just my opinion on it.
Sure.
You know, but in conjunction with that, I believed her. Mm-hmm. I know that there's two very divided sides on this. I just felt like she was being truthful. You know, people are like, I don't see tears. She's faking, you know, and it's like, I think that people, what I started to see in our chat, like on our YouTube channel, when we're streaming it, is that we have a very divided, like we did a poll and it was, I think 52% believed her and 48 thought she was lying. You know, that this is all part of the scam. And I just felt that it was genuine.
Yeah.
But what I had a problem with from Taylor, the attorney's perspective, is I think that he should have built up the pattern of abuse and coercive control by Doug that had taken place preceding this. I thought that was so important. He did it in the inverse. He did that after she kind of, like, he got right into tell us what happened that night, you know, and just in terms of context, I would have probably, and I'm sure he thought about it, you know, because when you're preparing your direct of your witness, especially when it's the defendant, and especially in a self-defense case, you know that was a highly prepped direct examination. And he thought about what the best approach going into it was. And he must have landed on, I think that we go into the event and then we'll leave the jury with all of the other things leading up to it that led to you shooting him. So maybe it'll be effective, because remember, in a self-defense case, you're almost always going to have the defendant testify. Mm-hmm. Like it's very difficult for me to figure out a way to where I'm able to prove that her actions or my client's actions were reasonable without putting them on the stand to give their mindset of what was going through their head at the time.
Yeah.
And in a case like this, where you have admitted behavior by Doug in his deposition, where he talks about, yes, I shot a gun into the ceiling of our home. Yes, I threw a gun through the kitchen wall and left a huge hole. Yes, I punched the dog in the face and knocked it out. You know, I mean, like, those things matter, because all of that is the context for that individual. It's not, what do you think is reasonable? It's, is it reasonable to think in her mind that her life would be in danger in that moment? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the question that's being posed to the jury. It's not like a reasonable person standard in general.
No.
It's considering everything that she's gone through with this guy, you know, in that moment of time, was it reasonable to believe that Doug might kill her or seriously injure her?
Yeah.
And my opinion is yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's basically the definition of the battered spouse syndrome. That is exactly what it is. It's not through someone else's prism looking in on the outside going, was he really a danger? Did you need to shoot him? You have to look at everything that she was considering in her mind to make that determination. And based on what we're hearing here, I would agree. I think she did feel that. There was a lot of interesting bombshells that I thought were dropped, and I'm kind of surprised they weren't dropped earlier in the trial to really, you know, up the context of this, but they're certainly making their impact right now. One of those being his ex-wife and the text messages.
Man, that was it for me.
That she found. I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about validating those sort of things. The text messages themselves, what is being claimed here, is that essentially the ex-wife had sent Doug a text telling him how hurt she was, that on their honeymoon, he kicked her very hard in bed, basically because he couldn't get it up. His Viagra wasn't working. He was embarrassed about talking about it. And then also secretly recorded them having sex. That's not going to play well to any human being on that jury, especially the women on that jury. And I'm assuming, you know, this is nothing to do with Ashley. This is just a piece of the past that's coming together to help contextualize that was a different person behind closed doors.
Exactly. To me, that was an absolute bombshell. Like you said, I felt it was the biggest bombshell in the entire trial, because it put everything into context. Because I was saying, I hope that the defense is able to get Renee's former best friend, whoever that may have been, because Renee is deceased and Renee is Doug's ex-wife who's passed.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they were divorced. I don't know if she just passed away or if they divorced.
I believe she just passed away.
Passed away, you know, because we had heard Eva on the stand saying, you know, that her father was always wonderful with Renee, and that there was a very positive relationship and there was no signs of any of this kind of stuff. So this really kind of puts Eva's testimony in question in terms of what her father was really like. And to me, it was absolutely huge, because like I was saying, I would have loved to see the defense subpoena Renee's, whoever her best friend was, because her best friend's going to know.
Yeah.
Her best friend's going to know what was going on in that relationship. And if this was a pattern with Doug prior to, because people just don't turn into abusers overnight.
No.
You know, they're typically either they were abused themselves, or they were in an abusive household, or they have something going on mentally. But it's typically not just like the flip of a switch and I'm abusive.
Yeah.
It's a pattern. It's something that exists in that person, and it ebbs and it flows, and you know, they master it and they become more coercive, and so like all those things. So when that messaging came out at trial, man, I was already believing Ashley. Mm-hmm. And then when that came out, I completely believed her.
Sure.
Everything she was saying. It's like, and I've handled plenty of domestic relation cases in my 20 plus years. And I have seen over and over and over where women are begging law enforcement, begging the system to help them, and they just don't get the help. If they're, you know, they'll call in, try to have an arrest made. They'll, you know, even in this case where there was a mutual stay away order or a protective order in place, like when he was violating and she'd call the police and they wouldn't do anything about it. It was like, I just, you never want to like have a situation end up like this, but like, I just believe that it, at this point in time, with everything that had gone on prior to that, this had just reached in her mind the point where Doug was going to snap. Really do.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.